Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, my name is Ashley Bravo.
Hello, Ashley Bravo. Where are you calling from?
I am from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, how are things in Portland?
It's actually not raining right now.
That's very good.
Yes, it is. It is.
Ashley Bravo is a lovely name. You sound like a military call sign.
Well, I was recently married, so I used to be Ashley Rose.
And you married a gentleman named Mr. Bravo?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That's fine. What is his first name?
His first name is Pablo.
Pablo Bravo.
Pablo Bravo.
Wow.
Bravo, Pablo Bravo. That's a heck of a name.
Awesome.
I like that. It's a great name. I want to marry Pablo Bravo.
Ashley, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three limericks about this week's theme, health, fitness, that sort of thing, with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly and two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here's your first limerick.
Don Juan knew what led to the bed. It wasn't the things that he said, but a glance from above made the girls fall in love. It was all in the tilt of his
head?
Yes. Researchers have figured out it's not about supple lips, pretty eyes, or long legs. The key to attractiveness is how you angle your head. Australian scientists say women who tilt their heads forward give off a more feminine vibe, and men who tilt their heads back register a more masculine look. So try it. And some of you, the key may be tilting your head all the way down till it's hidden in your shirt. Or perhaps if you're bald like me, you can draw a more attractive face on the top of your head. A little George Clooney mask right there. Just like, oh. You guys are ladies, men. Has this worked for you? Because the idea is that you look down, sort of tilt your head back, and you look down as if you're looking at them
from
above.
Well, I have to do it now. I have progressive lenses
in
my glasses. Yeah. So if you stand too close, I do that naturally.
Yeah. I'm pretty paranoid about nose hair, so I would never tilt my head back. And I have a prominent nose, but I would never proffer my nose and my nasal cavity to a woman.
This doesn't make any sense to me. So if the guy is tilting his head back, the woman is trying to look cute, tilting her head forward. How do they, are eyes ever...
Yeah, basically, he's having a conversation with the ceiling tile. She's talking to his navel.
Yeah.
All right, here, Ashley, is your next limerick.
I woke with a stranger named Olga, both with headaches, both wearing a toga. But I think we'll endure with this hangover cure. Just start stretching and doing some...
yoga.
Yes. We also would have accepted yoga. The New York Times says yoga may help a hangover. While some poses, particularly those which bring the head below the waist, may increase head pounding, others help blood flow and oxygen intake. One yoga instructor says some poses, quote, squeeze your organs like a wet sponge. And if you're hungover, that image probably made you throw up and now you feel better. All right, here's your last limerick.
Your beauty salons best beware before I sit down in your chair. My head is quite lush, but will break any brush, for I have uncombable
hair.
Hair, yes. This is known, really. It's a genetic illness. It's called uncombable hair syndrome. There's no cure. It's a condition that causes your hair to be grooved, sort of reinforces it so it stands up and cannot be tamed. If your doctor says to you, you have an incurable genetic disorder, you really want his next words to be, it's uncombable hair syndrome.
The heartbreak of UHS.
The only cure, a hat.
Dreadlocks.
That'll do it, I guess. Carl, how did Ashley do in our quiz?
Well, she won our prize because Ashley had three correct answers.
Well done, Ashley. Wow. Or should I say, bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo.